Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Bernie Sanders proved that you can run a grassroots campaign and win.
So delighted that Alexandria is part of our campaign.
All right, friends. We've been saying it for a long time. Saturday should have said it as clearly as possible. In the very nice weather of Saturday afternoon, she had a few thousand friends show up, mostly more probably for her than for Bernie or Bernie for her. I don't know. It was kind of a weird gathering in my book. But one thing was clear. One thing was super clear to me, and that is that the socialism that Bernie Sanders has built his platform and his vision and his suggestions on, the socialism that drives his ideology, is something that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is interested in furthering as well. And I'm just curious if the people of New York District 14 really feel that way, the Bronx and Queens. Here to discuss is none other than the Democratic City Councilman representing that district, Fernando Cabrera, who has announced his opposition to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the primary. And Councilman, I have to think that she probably thought that this Saturday was a big win for her because, you know, she was able to put her message, of course, on national television and stuff. She's really all about the national media, but that's really not what this race is about, is it?
Absolutely not. The fact of the matter is, Kevin, that most of the people that were there, they were not from the neighborhood. They're not from Congressional District 14. These values that she's trying to adhere to of socialism does not reflect the values of our constituents. We're talking about the middle class, the working class. We literally are trying to start a movement here against it. And she has totally ignored the battle cry of the community. Said, we don't want socialism, but she showed her true colors. There is no doubt now. I don't care what adjectives you put in front of the word socialism, it's still socialism.
Yeah.
And even within my own party, Kevin, we have people that are scared to death. They're like just baffled that you will support the socialist, the one who's unashamedly calling himself a socialist. But birds of a feather gathered together. I was literally not surprised.
Well, friends, I want you to hear what Councilman Cabrera is saying, because all we've been told from the media, Councilman, is that Alex AOC is like the superstar, and she's the future of the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party now bows to her. That whatever she does is kind of sacrosanct. She was even able to, raise her fist to the big bully Amazon and tell them to go back where they came from, and they did. And there's this narrative that's being painted about her that seems to also try to paint the community that she claims to be from as fully supportive of this kind of mentality. Councilman, you're a Democrat. She's a Democrat. What is the difference between your economic outlook and her version of socialism?
Look, I don't believe in big government. I've seen what happens when the government takes a chunk of your hard earnings. I've seen what happens in other countries. Socialism has not worked in any country in the world. Immigrants are coming here. Think about this, Kevin. Why? Because they're running away from socialism in other countries. America has been successful because of free enterprise. We know that it works. And so we cannot afford. This is why I'm running, Kevin, because I am literally scared to death for the future of my children, grandchildren, of this nation that so many have worked very hard to get us to where we are today. And I'm going to use the God-given platform that was given to me by the people who I affirmed that to say we're not going to stand for that. We're drawing the line, And I tell you, I am so encouraged by the level of support that we're getting at the grassroots level. She talks about the grassroots level. The grassroots level right now in District 14, they're saying, we're not having this. The different sets of communities that we have, they're saying, we're not having this. And this is why on June 23rd, in this coming election, the people are going to rise and say, enough with AOC, enough with her extreme left, socialist views that are going to direct this nation in the wrong direction.
And they'll just destroy the middle and working class, as you've described. Friends, if you want to help the councilman fight AOC in the Democratic primary, CabreraForCongress.com, CabreraForCongress.com, CabreraForCongress.com.